from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 20th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Manga Bay. Indigenous fishers rethink shark hunting and protect species on Colombia's coast. El Guajira, Colombia, feet from the ocean, 4 sharks and a ray lie dead on the wind, battered sand. Above them stands Will, Frito Aaron's 46. The blade of a short knife glints in his hand. Carefully, he bends down to cut a small fin from the underside of one shark, an endangered species known as the black-nosed Carcharhinus echinodus. He hands the sample to a woman next to him, who places it delicately in a vial. A tape measure is passed over the still glistening back of the dead shark. Each measurement is read out and noted down. Next, second from Manga Bay. Nepal pushes for hydropower in protected areas through legal gray area. In January 2025, the Supreme Court declared that a 2024 amendment to a key conservation law opening up protected areas to commercial projects was invalid, as it was against the constitutionally defined state policy of environment, friendly development, and the principle of intergenerational equity. Kathmandu, Nepal's government has allowed several private hydropower producers to develop projects inside protected areas and the buffer zones surrounding them, contravening a Supreme Court order, a Manga Bay investigation reveals. Up next, third from FIES.org. Levitating molten metal on ASS could refine ultra-strong metallic glass. The research team led by materials scientist Ralph Busch from Saarland University is preparing for its first science and space mission. If everything goes to plan, from 31 August the researchers will spend 1 week remotely study metallic glass alloys and experiments carried out on board the International Space Station ISS. Working with the European Space Agency ESA and the German Aerospace Center DLR, the team will investigate the properties of these alloys using hot, levitating droplets. And then, fourth from FIES.org, warming waters draw summer feeding frenzies by whales off Greenland. The effects of global warming depend on species. The losers are legion, but a lucky few are winners. Now, researchers have shown that baleen whales are taking advantage of a newly opened up fish bonanza in the Greenland Sea, east of Greenland and reaching to the Arctic Circle and beyond. Next, fifth from New Atlas. A living GLP-1 drug could revolutionize diabetes treatment. Bacteria that engineer descents and reduce glucose levels could be the future of type 2 diabetes treatments, following preclinical trials on animal models. Category: diabetes, illnesses and conditions, body and mind, refractor, science and health tags. Type 2 diabetes, GLP-1 receptor agonists, weight loss, probiotic diet. Up next, 6th from Discover Magazine. Whales once rare along East Greenland now gather by the thousands in feeding frenzies. The request could not be satisfied. Request blocked. We can't connect to the server for this app or website at this time. There might be too much traffic or a configuration error. Try again later or contact the app or website owner. If you provide content to customers through CloudFront, you can find steps to troubleshoot and help prevent this error by reviewing the CloudFront documentation. Generated by CloudFront, CloudFront request ID. CSX3M014DL9YZ1MNSTSFEF3ONTXZSJPS7JUBAYS M9UILQ. And then, 7th from Science Alert. How you feel today could have an overlooked impact on your well-being for decades, study finds. What's the secret to health and happiness? For some, it's an optimistic spirit. Others might say your experiences are what matters, or maybe your personality is paramount. There's no single formula, but in recent decades, positive psychology has increasingly focused on the theory of well-being, encompassing our quality of life, sense of purpose and meaning, personal environment, and relationships with others. Next, 8th from Manga Bay. Sloth bears help shape Indy. His dry forest is unlikely seed dispersers. Sloth bears play a critical role in structuring Indy, his dry deciduous forest, by dispersing viable seeds and influencing plant regeneration, reports contributor Snehal Mahal from Manga Bay India. Dry deciduous forests' plant compositions are a function of sloth bear presence, movement, and dietary habits, study co-author Kayas. Gopi Sundar, an independent scientist, told Manga Bay India. For the study, the researchers surveyed the mountainous south central Aravalli range in the western state of Rajasthan between November 2021 and July 2022. Up next, 9th from Commonplace Philosophy, The Odyssey, something like a review. My favorite adaptation of The Odyssey is O Brother, Where Art Thou? It is not a faithful adaptation. The Coen brothers take many liberties with the story, but I like it because it is fun and memorable, full of compelling and layered characters, and has a consistent atmosphere. In other words, it has everything that Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey lacks. And then, 10th from FIES.org, sustainability commitments have serious consequences. Amid increasingly stiff competition for capital, one way for a business to stand out is to make strong social impact pledges. For example, companies can voluntarily commit to environmental impact goals in hopes of attracting sustainability minded investors and lowering the cost of capital. However, it isn't easy to tell whether these commitments in and of themselves make a difference in the marketplace, or for that matter, to the planet. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.